It would be music's biggest event since Woodstock. Two simultaneous concerts at London's Wembley Stadium and Philadelphia's JFK Stadium to raise money for famine victims in Ethiopia. It was July 13th, 1985, and the concert was Live Aid. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. And around the world, it's time for Live Aid.
Live Aid really began when Bob Geldof of the Boomtown Rats developed Band Aid, the UK supergroup that recorded Do They Know It's Christmas. That single's success would lead to USA for Africa's We Are the World, and the two charity tracks would raise more than $75 million in relief efforts. But Bob Geldof wasn't done. Two concerts with 24 hours of music total, attended by 172,000 people and a global audience of 2 billion, required pulling out all the stops. The London show began at noon with British band Status Quo covering John Fogerty's Rockin' All Over the World, and ended 10 hours later with Paul McCartney performing Let It Be. In between were performances from Elvis Costello, Sting, a star-making performance from U2, Dire Straits, a reunited Who, and an instantly legendary performance by Queen. Philadelphia's concert began at 9 a.m. with Joan Baez singing Amazing Grace and closed with Bob Dylan backed by the Rolling Stones. The day featured a who's who of everyone, from the Four Tops and Judas Priest to Run DMC and Santana, along with the Pretenders, Tom Petty, Madonna, the Beach Boys, a Crosby, Stills and Nash reunion with Neil Young, and an Ozzy Osbourne reunion with Black Sabbath. Phil Collins appeared at both concerts. He performed two songs in London, hopped on the Concorde, and played drums in Philadelphia for Eric Clapton and a reunited Led Zeppelin, their first gig since the death of John Bonham. After the concerts, an estimated $140 million was raised. It would directly inspire Farm Aid, and the publicity would inspire Western nations to release surplus grain to end the immediate African hunger crisis. The next year, Bob Geldof would be knighted by Queen Elizabeth II, and in 2005, would create a sequel concert of sorts with Live 8. It was the biggest charity concert of all time. Live Aid, and it happened on this date, July 13th, 1985, as we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
So take a look at me now.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.